and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Friday, everybody. It's windy. It's warmer, but it's windy, and I guess it's just going to get windy as the day and the night goes through, so just be ready for it. 59 degrees at Hooker, 52 at Slap Out, 46 at the May Ranch, 40 at Cheyenne, 41 at Hollis, capital of Harmon County, 44 at Hobart, over here towards the east, Fairview, you're 45, Lahoma's 43, out here in the panhandle of Texas, 51 at Lipscomb, 42 at McLean, 41 at Wellington, and 42 at Odell. Well, see what the winds are doing. Oh my gosh, at Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon, 44 mile an hour gust just registered there, 43 at Freedom, and there's just a streak through there. Putnam, 40 mile an hour here at Elk City, just 23 miles an hour is all it's saying. And it's just going to be, it's coming, people. And I don't really think the weather people are trying to scare people about next week. I think they're just after ratings myself. But you guys, one of the things I seen yesterday was farmers and ranchers, get your cattle all ready for next week, this weekend. We know what we're doing out there. We can handle it, but so it is going to get cold. We don't know about the snow and ice and all that good stuff. It is going to get cold, but make sure you keep checking your well house with your lights on in there and water dripping in the house. Or you, everybody's different. Every operation is different on what they need to do to keep things from freezing up. And main thing is just take care of your animals. They need water. So Newcomb Cattle Company got some calves running on some of my Truticow pasture, and I've been keeping up with how much water 5 to 600 pound calves drink a day. And I quit. Yesterday's the last day I took any numbers, but they average 5 gallons per head per day is what they average. They drink, because I meter it when I put it in there. But there's so that's that just gives you some kind of idea how much water calves drink. So you can just imagine what kind of water cows put down or drink down. So there you go, just a little bit of information. Let's see what happened overnight in our old big old world of agriculture. Also, I got the Burns Flatdale City Schools going to be here. FFA chapter will be here in about 8 or 10 minutes. I'll have them on. They're the only school I got going on today. Stay tuned after the schoolies. Last part of the show, I'm going to discuss House Bill 1238, EID tags. I think there's so much misinformation out there that's why there's so much stirred up about it. And then the information that's out there, some of the cattle producers are not understanding it. I don't know. It's crazy. We'll discuss it later. How's that? Coming up after the FFA chapter from Burns Flatdale City, I'm going to read you this bill 1238, and we're going to have some discussions. And you guys realize that I talk about both sides, and then I give you my personal opinion. And if you hold that against me, I'm sorry. It's just me. I don't hold nothing against you. So just let's just play it. Let's hear it out. Let's talk it out. Let's get it done. Grain futures jumped overnight with a favorable export sales report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Exporters sold 1.65 million metric tons of corn in the 7 days that ended on February 6th. The agency said That's up 12% from the week prior and 20% from the previous four-week average. Japan was the big buyer at 459,000 tons, South Korea 325,000 tons, Mexico 262,000 tons. Wheat sales also surged, coming up, rising up 30% week over week to 569,000 metric tons, which was also a 45% increase from average. Mexico bought 127,000 tons. South Korea was in there at 84,000 tons. The Philippines purchased 79,000 tons. Export sales of soybeans, meanwhile, totaled 185,000 metric tons. That's down 52% from the previous week and 74% from the average for this time of the year. Still, exporters have shipped 35.3 million metric tons of soybeans since the start of the marketing year on September 1st. It's up 17% from the same time frame as last year. Corn shipments since the beginning of September jumped 32% to 23.6 million metric tons. Wheat exports since the start of the grains marketing year last June is now at 14.4 million metric tons. That's up 24% year over year. Corn futures added 4.25 to 497.75 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Wheat futures for March delivery gained 11.75 cents to 589.5 a bushel, while Kansas City futures were up 10 cents to 608.25 a bushel. Soybean futures for March delivery rose 10.5 cents to 1040.5 a bushel. Soy meal added 390 to 296.60 a short ton, and soy oil gained 0.31 cents to 46.56 cents. Weather in our farm belt, wind advisories have been issued for much of the southern plains, where hard red winter wheat is overwintering, according to the National Weather Service maps. Winds in Oklahoma and Texas Panhandle will be sustained from 25 to 35 with gusts up to 55 miles an hour. Gusty winds will blow around unsecured objects, they said. Tree limbs could be blown down. Few power outages may occur. Further north, winter weather is forecast for much of Wisconsin and eastern Minnesota. 4 to 6 inches in central Wisconsin is expected through today into tonight and to tomorrow. All right, let's go ahead and do our Lipscomb dealerships grain market update. March, that says 11:15. It's 12:11. Let's get that back. There we go. March corn, 496, up 3 today. May is 508, up 2.75. Soybeans for March, 1040, up 10. May, 1056, up 9.25. Soybean meal, March, 297, up 520. May is 306, up 520. Soybean oil, March, down 17 at 4608. Hard red winter wheat, up nicely today. Get you some of this. March, 619 up 21.5, May 630 up 21.25. Cotton for July, 6909 up 21. Oil out of West Texas, March 7080 down 49. Natural gas keeps creeping up because it's cold. March 374 up 11. The Nasdaq's in the green, the S&P and the Dow are all in the red. Not bad. I mean, nothing major going on in the markets with all the chaos in the world we got going on. The meats, they're down a little bit today. They're actually not as bad as they was about an hour ago. Live cattle for February, 198.87, down 67. April, 195.52, down 1. Feeder cattle for March, 267.22, down 75. April, 267.47, down 50. May, 266, down 30. Lean hogs, April, 93.12. up 2 cents. All right, we're gonna go ahead and take a Wheeler General Store break, and I feel somebody watching me. Ah, yeah, we do. We got some FFA chapter members in here. When we come back, we're gonna talk to the Burns Flat Deal City chapter. Be right back after this.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, February 7th. 2006 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 461 brought 420. 3 at 532 brought 332.50. 4 at 564 brought 312.50. 19 at 588 brought 311. 8 at 741 brought 268. 34 at 788 brought 268. 11 head of heifers at 451 brought 337.50. 5 at 568 brought 283. 7 at 594 brought 284, 15 at 634 brought 269, 10 at 665 brought 270, 7 at 804 brought 238, 11 at 861 brought 235, butcher cows were 68 to 150, butcher bulls brought 122 to 180, bred cows were 1150 to 3435, pairs brought 1375 to 4600, Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
The Piercy family invites you to their production sale at the Piercy Angus Cattle Facility in Eakley, Oklahoma. The sale will be held at high noon on Monday, March the 3rd. They will be offering over 70 registered Angus bulls, 16 two-year-olds, 36 18-month-olds, 21 yearlings, and special lots of replacement females will also be offered. For more information, contact Trey Piercy at 405-545-0985 or be sure and check out their ad in the Penny News.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. McLean, Texas. Here's the Texas Panhandle Ag Weather Update. 42, wind chills at 33, humidity's at 51. The winds are out of the south at 20 miles an hour with gusts up to 28. Peak wind gust today so far, 36 miles per hour, 0.01 hundredths of an inch month-to-date precipitation, 577 sub-freezing minutes today, 8-inch soil temperature, 40 degrees. All right, let the fun begin. I got the Burns Flat Deal City FFA chapter in studio with me today. Welcome to studio, ladies and gentlemen. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Let me turn your mic on. Now, what'd you say?
I said, good, how are you? There you
go. I kind of have a little technology deficiency in my brain in here sometimes. Tell everybody who you are, if you're junior, senior, and what's
My name is Bailey Beggs. I am a senior at Burns Flat, and I'm also the chapter president.
All right. How about you, young lady?
My name is Ellie Marshall. I'm a senior, and I'm the reporter.
All right.
My name is Tanner Rickey. I'm a junior at Burns Flat, and I'm the vice president.
All right. How about you, young man?
My name is
Pull that over there to you. Don't be scared of it. You won't pull it off.
All right. My name is Logan Kemp. I am the reporter, and I'm a junior.
All right.
My name is Kobe Flewelling. I'm a senior, and I'm our chapter secretary. All right. Let's go back to you, Miss Presidente. What do you guys got planned for National FFA Week?
So we're going to start out Sunday. We have counties starting this week. And so Sunday we're going to participate in the Skill-a-thon as a chapter. And then Monday we're going to have our county show. So we're not really going to be doing too much on that aspect because we have our county show. Tuesday we're going to be participating in State FFA Day at the Capitol. And then later that evening our FFA chapter will be helping serve the meal for our county premium sale.
Okay.
And then Wednesday, we're going to have a dress-up day. It's Dress Like a Farmer, and then we're going to do our teacher appreciation lunch. Thursday is going to be Dress Like Your Favorite Teacher. And
are you going to dress like him?
I don't know. Then Friday, at 7 in the morning, we're going to do a first responder breakfast and blue and gold dress-up day.
Oh,
and
cool.
And then Saturday, we're going to have a chapter movie and dinner night. And then Sunday, we're going to be attending church at the Burns Flat First Baptist Church.
Okay, let's go back to, what are you doing Sunday? What was that?
The Skill-a-thon.
What is that?
So it's like a test where it quizzes you on crops, different breeds of animals, the genders of animals, different types of veterinary equipment and stuff like that.
Oh, that sounds fun. Let's go to you, young lady. What are you going to do besides all that? Do you show stock?
Yeah, I show goats.
You show goats? And so county's coming up. You guys all excited, I guess?
Yeah.
And then because you already got district out of the way, right?
Yeah.
At, Chickasha?
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah. And then, so after county, you're done till what, OYE?
Yeah.
You guys excited about OYE this year? And then next year, let's see, you're a junior, right?
I'm a senior.
Senior? Oh, you're not going to get to show on the new one, are you, next year? Ah, bummer. All right, let's go to you, young man. You're the VP.
I am.
And you're a senior or junior?
I'm a junior.
You're junior, okay. You've been in, what, 4 years now?
Yes. This is my fourth.
In this 4 years, is anything going to stick with you, you think, the rest of your life that's happened in FFA?
I think the activities I've done, they're definitely going to stick with me, being right. able to publicly speak in front of people.
Right.
When I was an eighth grader, I was the kid that put my head down in class. I didn't talk to anybody except for people in the class.
Was you scared or just bashful?
It was anxiety. I had some really bad social anxiety.
Well, man, you're healing yourself really good. So don't ever think anything about that.
That'd be the eighth grade creed
team. So what did it? The speech contest or something like that?
It was creed contest.
Okay.
Yeah.
And anything else besides speech? Are you on livestock judging team by chance?
I have broilers.
Oh, gotcha.
The easy stuff.
All right. So you're looking at winning grand this weekend, aren't you?
Hopefully.
Yeah. So I think did you come in last year? Who was that? Oh, it was Schneeberger.
Yeah.
Come in. Yeah. He was talking about him. One of them died right in my hands at the show and stuff. He wasn't bashful.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah,
it definitely happens.
I'm sure it does. So, any of you guys got any laying hens? You got eggs for sale at the price they are today?
No. I should have got in that, though.
Oh, no, it is. All right, let's go to you, young man. All right, pull that mic over to you. And so she rattled off all these projects going on next week. You got one of them that you think is going to be your favorite in that whole mess?
Probably the first responder dinner.
Okay.
I just want to give back to them for helping us since they help our community when it comes to fighting fires, saving our lives with EMS. I would just like to give back to them.
Oh, good job. Thank you. I'm sure they appreciate that because all of our emergency responders, the OHP, the sheriffs, the police, the EMS, the fire departments, they're all super important to us, especially in rural western Oklahoma. It's really important. Thank you for saying that. All right, young man, you're up. You're the other senior, is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right, speak close to that mic for me. And so you're a senior.
Yeah.
Got any plans?
Yeah, so I'm probably going to go to Western Equipment probably going to go to Western Equipment after high school
and all right.
do their school program so I can work on tractors.
So where's their program at? Out in the Texas, isn't it?
I think there's one in Garden, Kansas.
Yeah, that's
Garden
it.
City, Kansas?
Yeah, Garden, that's it. I couldn't remember. So what inspires you to do that? I'm just quizzing you.
It's like, so these farmers use the tractors that feed everybody, right?
Yeah.
And somebody's got to work on those tractors.
Right.
I don't see many other people doing that, so I'm going to do it.
Well, that's good. Yeah, yeah, they do. And as high-tech as tractors have got, man, yeah, it's just, we hate it, but we got to call somebody to work on them.
Yeah.
So, all right, so you're in your fifth year, right? Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. What's been one of your favorite things through 5 years?
My favorite thing out of my 5 years is probably going to the National Convention.
Go what now?
The National Convention.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You'll go last year?
Mm-hmm. We did.
How was that?
It was awesome.
All right?
Yeah.
Did you meet anybody really important?
My ag teacher. I mean, that's like gotta be like the most important.
That was
person.
A great answer.
Yeah, that's gotta be like the most important.
You just
person.
Passed with A.
Yeah.
But I guess I didn't get to go to National Convention. It was in Kansas City when I was in school. I didn't get to go. I don't even remember anybody going except for a few people maybe. But I guess going on stuff like to state conventions and national conventions, I mean, you probably meet people from every different walk of life. Is any one person from one state that you remember meeting, whether they's funny or they smart or?
Yeah, so we went to this honey farm, and out of nowhere, this girl walks up to me and says, "You have a funny accent." And this girl, I think she was from Georgia, and I was like,
"Really?"
Yeah, and I was like, "Your accent's pretty different too."
Yeah, I remember when I went to work in West Virginia, somebody comes up to me and said, "Man, you sure got an accent." I said, "Have you heard yourself talk?"
Yeah.
So I'm sure I do. So, all right, let's go back to you, young lady. You ready?
Yep.
All right, you're senior.
Yes.
All right. What you going to do? Where you going? What are you going
to
do?
So I plan to attend Southwestern Oklahoma State University and major in accounting, or major in agribusiness and minor in accounting.
Okay. And what's your hope that's going to get you where? You don't know.
No, I really
you're
haven't like, thought that far
first.
In advance yet. Yeah, just kind of, I know I want to go to college, and I mean, I've kind of decided that's what I want to do, but I know plans change a lot when you get to college. So
right.
That's kind of like my plan right now, but I'm sure it'll change eventually.
Right. So what made you decide to get in agribusiness?
Because, I mean, doing so much in ag now, I know that I want to do something in ag, and so I just haven't really figured out exactly what that is that
right.
I want to do.
You got
and
time.
So, yeah, and so that kind of just gives me a
somewhere
little bit,
to start.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with that. And I think, what is that? They got the ag class over there now.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, Professor Dunn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so I've attended a lot of leadership camps and stuff over summer, and it's a lot of fun. And so just talking to some of those kids, and they're kind of like same area I am, and
right.
So they're just don't really know what they're doing yet either. And so we all kind of talked about it, and we're like, hey, that's kind of a good idea.
What's your most favorite thing you've done in 5 years in FFA?
Probably just going to all the camps and getting to build all those lifelong friendships and, you know, still people I talk to every day. And
do you have friends
like that.
That you met maybe from out of state? Do you talk to them any at all?
Not really.
Right.
Not from out of state. Most of them are in Oklahoma. But I attended like Oklahoma Farm Bureau, Oklahoma Youth Leading Ag Camp over summer.
Right.
And there was 20 of us, I think, selected to go to that camp.
Right.
And it was a lot of fun getting to meet all those people. And now I notice a lot of the stuff I go to, they go to the same things. So just noticing that we all go to the same things and participate
it's
in the small, same activities.
It's a small
yeah.
world.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to you, young lady. What about you?
I also plan to go to SWASU to become an RN.
Become a what?
An RN.
An RN? What made you decide to go that way?
I like
working on pigs at the pig farm or something.
No, definitely not. I just like helping people.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you the best of luck. So what, I'll ask you the same thing I ask her. So you're fifth year, right? Okay. What's the most exciting, what one thing, let me change it up. What one thing has happened in 5 years at FFA that just, you can think of right now that was either exciting or, wasn't exciting or just you remember it?
Probably just all the shows. I think that's been the biggest thing that I've done.
Where's the farthest you've traveled to go to a show?
I don't know.
You don't know? Tulsa? Maybe. Have you been out of state?
No.
Okay. All right. So it's been probably Tulsa.
Yeah.
Yeah. So out of all the shows besides your county premium shows where you get your big bucks, what's your favorite show to go to? OYE or Tulsa? Yeah,
I like OYE.
And why is that?
It's just fun. There's a lot of people and there's a lot of things to do.
Yeah. Not every, I mean, that's a show in itself. That's like a Vegas show there. It's pretty cool. That's why it's the greatest stock show on earth, probably. You know, I know it's the biggest one in the United States, but it's pretty awesome because I watch it when they start coming in the limos and stuff and all that stuff. That's pretty cool. So, I mean, very few people get to do that, but even if you don't get to do it, it's exciting to watch that. So,
yeah.
Throw that mic over there towards this young man. All right. What's your favorite thing to do in ag? Work on the plasma table or what?
No, I'm not a big fan of the plasma table, for sure.
Is there anything you've learned in ag that you think you'll use a lot in real life later on?
Definitely that public speaking part.
All right.
That's a huge thing in everything.
Right. So, besides public speaking or showing or whatever, what else do you guys do in FFA? Not every day, but, you know, you guys work in the shop, you do stuff like that. What's going on?
Yeah, we have to clean the shop a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it because he messes it up or the kids mess it up?
It's everybody messes it up.
You know, because everybody... not everybody, you know, people that have been in FFA, they know better, but a lot of people outside of FFA think FFA kids, they go to a convention or they go show stock, but it's not just that. We got shooting sports now in FFA, and we got the speeds, the livestock judge. Anybody here on the livestock judging team? Nope. And we got livestock, and then some chapters do meat judging now, you know, they go to the... You guys got Keith's Butcher Shop. You ever been there?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, tell us about it. Get a little closer to that mic for me, please.
I did it in 4-H before I could be in FFA, but
I got you.
We go back in the freezers and we'd look at. I mean, he's good. He'd show us everything.
Oh yeah,
he's real good at that.
Yeah,
and I mean, he's got awards hung up all over his shop or his retail place in his building, but he showed us every little knick-knack of picking out placing carcasses.
What surprised you?
Definitely how big a cow is.
Oh yeah,
it's astonishing how big they are.
Yeah, that's why Rocky, old Stallone, he was in there pounding on them deals to toughen him up. Them big old pieces.
Yeah, they are.
So, all right, let's go to you, young man. Pull that mic over here, really close to you. Did you get to go do this deal at Keith's Butcher Shop?
I did not.
You haven't done that yet. What's your favorite thing to do in FFA?
The first thing I can think of is the camps and everything. The one I can think of was past 2-3 months ago. We went to a leadership camp and
where at?
Merritt, was it Merritt?
It was Sweetwater.
Sweetwater.
Okay.
But we had challenges for to meet other people, you had to get groups and forward people with the same eye color. We did challenges. Of course, I won our team. We had to build the tallest tower with straws and tape, and I won it for our team.
How tall did you get?
I think it was 7 or 8 feet.
Really?
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
In 5 minutes.
Your president's even impressed with you.
Yeah, they didn't believe in me, so I had to prove them wrong.
Well, that's what it takes.
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
All right, pull that mic over there to you, young man.
All right.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Did you get to go to the meat deal at Keith's Butcher Shop?
No, I didn't.
Why not?
I
skip school that day?
I think I was sick that day.
Yeah, that's what I'd say, too.
Yeah.
There was probably a lot of people sick that day that didn't want to go to the watch them cut meat, is what I was guessing. Man, that's pretty cool what they do in there, though. And over here at Route 66 at Sayre, they got a window where you can watch them. It's pretty cool. So, what's your favorite thing to do in FFA?
My favorite thing?
My favorite thing was like Lead 360. That had to be the best.
What was it?
Lead 360.
I got you.
Yeah, it was like a conference that teach you like how to meet people and like give public speaking, and
how to be a howdy doody.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they had a lot of great lessons learned from that. But other than that, I'd probably have to say just being part of my officer team is probably the best thing.
Right. Well, good. Yeah. You guys, well, you guys all come in here dressed up like you're going to this national convention, so I appreciate that. Yeah. Of course, me, I'm coming here looking like a bum with my hoodie on and stuff. And, hey, if you're watching on Facebook, which my camera's not working, I got it on you. That's why I told you guys not to pick your nose during break. But that they gave me a Burns Flat FFA, Burns Flat Deal City FFA cap, and thank you for that. You guys I really enjoyed having you on the show. And happy National FFA next week. And then good luck at the stock shows this weekend. I hope you get a bunch of people in there, spend some big money at the premium sale and stuff. So anyway, you seniors, I guess I won't see you no more. Well, you can always come by and talk to me if you want to stop by. Hey, Jimmy, remember me? I probably won't, but you can come in anyway. So again, happy National FFA week. And teachers, thanks for bringing them by.
Oh, yeah, thank you for letting us come in. All right.
We're going to take a break. When I come back, I'll have some more agriculture news. We'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Did you know a cow's energy requirement increases 1% for each degree the cattle comfort index is below 32 degrees? And that energy would double to 2% if the animal is wet to the skin. One way to help with that is feeding them with Maxi Gain or Range Max cattle cubes, all available at SEI Agritech in Elk City. Get yours today in bulk or bags. That's SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City. And follow SEI Agritech on Facebook for ag news and information on their products.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment. How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I open new accounts, CDs, IRAs, help our customers with online banking, order debit cards. Anything that has to do with checking accounts, savings accounts, opening those up for new customers or helping our existing customers with any issues or things that they might have with an account. They want customer service. They want someone to just know who they are, and they want someone that they can trust. I'm Tori Ashpaw, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust at Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC. It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
You've got a business to run and need vehicles to run it. We get it. Let Lipscomb Dealerships help you whether your company drives Chevrolet, GMC, Ford, or Ram. We've got the half-ton and heavy-duty trucks you need to get the job done at Lipscomb Dealerships. 6 convenient locations for service across North Texas and Western Oklahoma. Call us today at 800-205-7130. That's 800-205-7130. Or visit LipscombDealerships.com and save more in the country. Lipscomb. Good people, great deals since 1979.
If you've got a job that's going to take some heavy equipment and skill, call Johnny Evans at Double J Dozing and Excavating. He specializes in building ponds and making pads for barns and sheds. He'll clear land and trees, he'll make roads, he'll do terrace work, and even fix washouts. Johnny can do most anything that involves a dozer or an excavator. He's ready to go to work in this area, so give him a call or text at 580-339-6854. That's Johnny Evans and Double J Dozing and Excavating.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Man, what a great set of kids from Burns Flat, Dale City. I got the camera turned. I think it's crooked, too. But you can look at my new Burns Flat, Dale City cap that I'm wearing here on the show. All right, let's check out some ag weather from northwestern Oklahoma, or for northwestern Oklahoma. Ceiling is 46 degrees, feels like 36. Dew point's 26. Humidity 46%. The winds are out of the south at 29 miles an hour with wind gusts currently right now at 42. 12 one-hundredths of an inch rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 36 degrees. Sunset at 6:15. 51 maybe today. 32 for a low tonight. And 20% chance of rain and snow tomorrow, and 39 for a high. Sometime in the morning, we're going to have the wind switch out of the southwest and be coming out of the north, 10 to 22 with wind gust up to 30. So it's just going to be chilly. All right. I'm going to save the House Bill 1238 for our last segment. It's coming up here pretty quick. I got some news I want to a release that I need to share with you guys. This is from the First Baptist Church of Elk City. This coming Tuesday and Friday, it's going to be really cold weather coming in. There will be really cold weather coming in. If you know someone that doesn't have heat in their home or are homeless, please inform them that the First Baptist Church of Elk City is providing a place to stay that is warm, and hot food will be served Tuesday evening through Friday the 18th through Friday the 21st. It's going to be really cold out there, so please help spread the word. That's for everybody around Elk City. And yes, we do have some homeless people and could have some people without power or heat to their house. So please share this. Next Tuesday evening through Friday the 21st, they will be providing a place for to keep you warm and some free food. It is Valentine's Day in our old world of agriculture. Valentine's Day is upon us, the annual holiday wherein we are required by law to express our undenying love and devotion to our significant others. Failure to comply with this law is punishable by lengthy banishment to the doghouse. I once pointed out to my wife that this rule is unevenly enforced. The males tend to be found in violation a lot more than females do. Much to my delight and surprise, I found a box of chocolates on my desk the next Valentine's Day. My delight was dimmed somewhat when I opened it and discovered that all the pecan clusters, my wife's favorite chocolate base substance, were gone. Oh well, some chocolate truffles are better than none at all. My wife and I were on a grocery hunting expedition at our local supermarket the other day when we stumbled across a Valentine's Day exhibit at the end of the aisle. There were numerous heart-shaped boxes of chocolates on display. A timely reminder for men such as me who can recite from memory the batting averages of our favorite baseball players, yet cannot recall when Valentine's Day occurs. I managed to absorb the fact that Valentine's Day falls on February the 14th this year. I was astounded to learn that it falls on that day every year. This is unlike the World Series, which used to be in October and has gradually creeped towards February. Even given enough time, the World Series might someday be held at the same time as the opening games of spring training season. You never know. Another supermarket display at the end of the aisle featured a selection of Valentine's Day greeting cards. I can imagine what a totally honest husband might say to his wife as he heads out the door. Hey, I'm going to run to the store really quick and pick up a gallon of milk, a dozen eggs, and a loaf of bread, and a folded piece of cardstock that contains words which was written by a complete stranger that describes the deep feelings I have for you. Can you think of anything else that we need? I don't know. Maybe you can find me a husband who isn't quite so totally honest. So my wife and I have been married for quite a while and are comfortable with each other as an old pair of shoes. We stop at the supermarket's Valentine's Day card display and browse its offerings. I found a card that I like and I handed it to her. She read it and I said, "That's very nice, thank you. And here's one for you." I pursued the words in the card and that just lovely. Thank you. We then put cards back in the display rack and resumed our grocery hunting. So see, it didn't cost you anything. Talk about a cheap date. it's pretty good. Valentine's Day has really hurt some relationships and sometimes it's helped. You just got to remember it, all right? And so one of the more modern Valentine's Day gift cards is a toy stuffed baby bear that clutches a Valentine-type red heart in its front paws. I have a problem with that. Baby bears eventually grow up to be adult bears. Adult bears will eat almost anything that are hairy, smelly. They are hairy and smelly and nauseating, bad breath, and appalling personal hygiene habits. So whatever. Anyway, for instance, when our two sons were in grade school, we took my wife out to a nice restaurant for a Valentine's meal. At a prearranged secret signal, the boys began to plead, "Dad, can we have a quarter for the gumball machine, please?" The restaurant lobby had a gumball machine, and for that, a quarter would burp out a plastic spear that contained a toy which was worth perhaps a penny. The boys soon returned with knowing smirks, but a plastic spear on the table and proclaimed, "Here you go, Mom. Happy Valentine's Day." She said, "Gee, thanks," she deadpanned and resumed eating. "Open it," the boys insisted. She did as requested, and a Black Hills gold necklace spilled onto the table. My wife likes all kinds of gold, but the Black Hills gold kind is her favorite. "Wow, Mom, you really got lucky." My wife, stunned, she quickly divined the truth that it had all been part of a great conspiracy. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. I hope you have a good one. Don't forget to tell your wife or husband that you love them. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'll have the Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. And we're going to talk about House Bill 1238 here in Oklahoma. Let's take a Wheeler General Store break and be right back after this.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
The FFA has been training young people in the science, technology, and business of farming for more than 74 years. Today, private industry and individuals contribute millions of dollars annually to support the FFA through scholarships and a variety of special programs.
Today and every day, we salute the FFA.
Grow the future with Future Farmers of America, supported by Roger Mills Memorial Hospital in Cheyenne, Oklahoma. Nurturing young leaders one field at a time.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
The thing about tires is it only takes one of them to blow out to stop you right where you are. Good thing Blair Tire comes to you. South of I-40 and west of I-35, nobody has more ag tires than Blair Tire and Feed. They'll have it when you need it. If you're stranded, Blair Tire finds you and fixes it. Getting you rolling again is where they hang their hat. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19 in Blair. All the name brand tires you want. Service that can't be touched.
It's that time of year again. Time to have your mower serviced and ready to cut your grass for the upcoming season. Take advantage of the service special going on now through the month of February at DJ's Rentals and Sales in Elk City. Have your Cub Cadet, Hustler, or Spartan Zero Turn mower serviced today. Residential mowers are $159 plus the parts. Commercial mowers, $179 plus parts. That's DJ's Rentals and Sales on South Main in Elk City. Ready, set, mow.
Get better beef bulls at an affordable price. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March the 1st at 12:30. selling 85 yearling and 18-month-old bulls and 25 first calf commercial pairs. Tested for DNA data, birth, weaning, yearling, and ultrasound data, over 50% of the bulls are suitable for use on heifers. The Davis Angus Value Genetics bull and female sale Saturday, March the 1st at 1230 on County Road 2150 near Burns Flat. More information available at davisangus.com or search Davis Angus on Facebook.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale is February 26th at the ranch southwest of Leedy, selling 150 two-year-old bulls. Sires include Sitz Barricade, LAR Man in Black, Deer Valley Growth Fund. Several other breed-leading sires will be represented. Also selling commercial two-year-old pairs and open yearling heifers carrying QC genetics. The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale, Wednesday, February 26th at 1230 at the ranch southwest of Leedy. You can also view the sale and bid online at cci.live. For videos and sale information, log on to quartermastercreek.com.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. Altus, Oklahoma, it's 44, feels like 36. Dew point's 26, the humidity's 48. The wind's out of the south, southeast at 21 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 26, 8/100ths of an inch so far in the last 10 days of precipitation. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 41 degrees. Sunset at 6:19, 55 and partly sunny today. Going to have to hurry to get there. Partly cloudy tonight and 39. Tomorrow, breezy and 55 with southwest winds 10 to 23 miles per hour. That is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. All right, the Wheeler General Store is the go-to store in Wheeler County. From animal feed and farm and ranch supplies to paint and barbecue supplies, they are a one-stop shop. The Wheeler General Store has been serving the Texas Panhandle for over 30 years. The owners, Nathan and Charity Heffley, take pride in knowing when you walk into their store, their team will be there ready to help you with all your product needs. Being a do-it-best store in a small town makes it easy and affordable to get products that are hard to find in a timely manner. Keep your farm and ranch running properly with all the items they need and offer, or they offer, not need. Delivering feed is their specialty. They have been a high-pro dealer for over 10 years. They deliver feed to ranches and stores all over the Texas Panhandle, Kansas, Oklahoma, Mexico, located at 15868 Highway 152, just outside of Wheeler, Texas. They're on the east side coming in from Oklahoma. They look forward to seeing you. All right, here we go. 580-225-9697 is the text line. If you have anything you want me to share, your thoughts on the EID tags, I'm here. I'm not going to take any live calls, but my email is really easy. I'll share these throughout because this thing's far from over. We had it on, I discussed it numerous times last year before it became federal law in November. I talked to Brandon Hickey about it more than once or twice. I talked to some other people about it. I shared thoughts that I found, responses on the internet. We had some people from cattle associations talking it with me. I don't know. It just seems like this thing is either confusing, or you don't understand, or you just want to argue about something. And not with me. I'm talking about what I read on social media and these emails and these podcasts and all this stuff. So I'm going to read you House Bill 1238. My email, by the way, is jimmy@kecofm.com. That's as easy as it gets. Jimmy with a Y at kecofm.com. I'll read whatever you send me or you text me on my phone. I think everybody's got my phone number. I won't put your name out there. I just want other people to hear other responses. So as introduced, an act relating to agriculture directing the Oklahoma Department of Ag, Food, and Forestry to require livestock to have certain tags, directing the department to plan compacts with other states to allow the sale of livestock without certain tags, providing for ratification compacts, providing for codification, and providing an effective date. If enacted, this new law, a new section of the law to be codified, I guess that's how you say that, in the Oklahoma statutes of Section 2101 of Title II, unless there is created a duplication in numbering, reads as following. The Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Food, and Forestry shall not require livestock to be tagged with radio frequency identification, RFID, devices for animal disease traceability as required by the United States Department of Agriculture, pursuant to 9 CFR Section 86.4. The department shall contact other livestock regulating state agencies in beef producing states to plan compacts between those states and Oklahoma, which will allow the sale of livestock without RFID tags with those states. Number one, I don't see that happening with the other states. That's my personal view. I don't see that happening. And number two, or not number two, we already have this going on, and it hasn't changed nothing so far from what I've talking to people from different auction barns, veterinarians. You don't have to put these on until you get ready to sell your cattle, and they have to be 18 months or older breeding stock or buffalo or blah blah blah. So nothing's really changed. My vet has said it's made it easier because those metal calf hook vaccinate tags are a pain in the butt to stick in their ears, and these EID have in there. And I'll just be honest with you, I take care of 70, almost 80 head of mama cows, and I got one mama cow with one in it. It doesn't affect nobody until you get raised sell breeding stock. You don't have to have them in your cattle out on the ranch. You don't have to bring them in. If you bring your cattle into town to get them worked, why not just have them put them in there? Save you the trouble later if you're going to sell stock. If you're going to keep them out on the farm or ranch, you don't have no worries. You don't have nothing in the game for this deal. Okay, I know. Here's the other side. It's overreach from the government. The government is overreaching into this deal. You haven't been complaining about these metal tags so far, and just because this is an EID tag doesn't mean anything's changing. I have heard from different people that these EID tags are easier to read. You don't have to have a scanner. If you don't have one, you don't have to have a scanner to read them. You can read their tags a lot easier than the metal tags. And that's one thing. Okay, so is it an overreach? Yeah, I guess so. But it's a law, so we're going to have to follow it now. It's already a law, and it's just for breeding stock. I'm going to keep repeating breeding stock. It's not because you got a 500-pound heifer or a 1,000-pound steer. Then I hear the other deal. Well, they're not just going to stop there. Well, they put the metal tags and the calf foot vaccination. If you sell your cattle out of state, you got to put them in there. These tags in there, nobody was complaining until they made this law with everything has to, all the breeding stock has to have these EID tags. So far, it's being paid for. It doesn't cost you any extra for that tag because you had to pay the vet or the auction livestock barn to put them in if somebody bought them over state. They're going to charge, they ain't doing this for free. They're going to charge you to install them, not for the tags. Those were already paid for. The veterinarians turned this information into the state agriculture board office already. Nothing's changed there. I don't know about the computerized deal if it's up and running yet. So nothing's changed there. And then you have my favorite, which I pick on people. I don't want them counting all my cattle with satellites. They can't do this. They got to be within 20 foot of these cattle for this EID tag to pick up. I know that for a fact. If they wanted to count your cattle with a satellite, they're going to count your cattle with a satellite. Have you guys ever seen the cameras on those things? They can zoom in and see a tick on a deer from 100 miles up. So that should be the least of your worries on that deal. So I really want people to tell me what they either like about this EID deal or what they don't like about it. I'm going to share both sides of the story. I'm giving you common sense response to all of it right now. And the biggest thing is the encroachment, the overreach from the government. But they were already doing it. They just switched from a metal tag to EID. So I don't know. I'm missing something because there's too many people griping about it. But it's already a law. And for the state to come in here and think they're going to not require this and be able to get with the other states sending cattle to Texas without some kind of EID tag or some kind of identification tag, ain't happening. Anyway, guys, have a great weekend. It's The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, America. God bless. Have a great weekend.
We're like the drill in your toolbox, helping you get the job done.
96.5 KECO, Elk City.